Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back with Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Monty asks, why wasn't the jury sequestered in the Derek Chauvin trial? And he kind of goes on to say how, you know, what happened with Maxine Waters and her being vocal and Biden being vocal. From what I understand, the jury is now sequestered. They weren't going to be sequestered until deliberation. I don't know much about jury sequestering. I know that it does put a hardship on families, on single parents, and to be sequestered is usually not a very welcomed and enthusiastically received option. It does protect, provide some sort of protection for jurors because they're in an undisclosed hotel, but the isolation is really difficult. And I know prosecutors or defense attorneys and attorneys in general always worry that some people might be so stir crazy from the sequestering that they're like, whatever, fine, I'll be in agreement with you guys, whatever, get me home. And even though most jurors will not admit that they did that, you wonder, you know? I mean, personally, if I was sitting through a case, I would be really into that case. And I would be like, you know, I don't know if you saw, like, Diane on Cheers. She was like, well, I really want to dig deep into this. And everybody else wanted to go home and all that. You know, but then again, I've never been away from the kids that long. And you worry, you know? I mean, would it play a part? So from what we understand, the jury is currently sequestered. So I apologize if I insinuated that they weren't sequestered now. They have been, the defense had asked for them to be sequestered 8 days ago when Dante Wright was killed during his arrest. And when protests erupted in Brooklyn Center, the defense attorney had said that one of the jurors is from Brooklyn Center, and you know, are they going to be seeing the press on that? And the judge said, I understand the argument from the defense that this puts them more ill at ease, but sequestration will only aggravate that, and there is a greater threat to their security. So he thought that there would be a higher threat to security if they were sequestered. Now, I'm not sure why, unless it's because then people would figure out who the jurors are. I don't know. But anyway, so he denied their sequestration earlier. In the meantime, however, you have Congresswoman Maxine Waters bring up her, you know, concerns for the case and call to be more confrontational. You know, Biden has, you know, shown that, you know, he listened to the evidence and, you know, he thinks it's overwhelming. So, you know, jurors can see what their president, how the president feels, how the Congress, you know, how people in Congress feel. And it could weigh in on, you know, any biases. You know, when the president of the United States calls it, you know, for those people that really, you know, love and find Joe Biden endearing, it could play a role. And usually with cases, you're not supposed to, it's supposed to be a blank slate. You walk in there going, oh, okay, I never heard of this case. Oh, and then you see what happens. You're like, oh, and you're able to, you know, you're supposed to be able to look at it as neutral and objectively as possible. But this case has been so, I mean, everybody's seen the video footage. Everybody's seen it's many people I really believe already have their ideas on what happened. And so it's, you know, is the justice system gonna you know, really be as foolproof in this sort of scenario. So we're being told right now that the jury is going to enter their second day of sequestration as Derek Chauvin faces second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter charges after being captured on video kneeling on Floyd's neck for nearly 10 minutes. The jury was sequestered yesterday by Judge Peter Cahill. He advised jurors to plan for long and hope for short. One of you had asked, what about medical issues that happen while you're being sequestered? I believe you're told to make sure you have all your medications. If a doctor is needed, and it's minimal, I believe they bring a doctor to the hotel. Or if you do have severe medical care, they will have you leave. But they do have alternates, just in case. So if somebody leaves sequestration, I think you would then leave the jury, especially if it's for a medical issue. So don't fake it to get out of sequestration, though. All right? So the jurors were partially sequestered and supervised in the courthouse, quote, at all times. But the jurors were able to go home at night. So obviously, you know, they're not supposed to talk to family members. They're not supposed to. But when, you know, family members are like, oh, my gosh, you know, what's going to happen to us? You know, what's going to happen to the city? It's got a weigh on them. So the jury is now in an undisclosed hotel room. They're going to deliberate every day until the early evening. And then they usually deliberate after the close of normal business hours. They say to finish their work faster. They cannot carry phones or any electronic devices and have been told to avoid all news about the case. I don't even think they're allowed to watch TV. Except like movies and stuff, I guess. I'm not sure. So the jurors will take a straw poll to see where everyone stands. If everyone is in agreement right off the bat, case is over. But they say sometimes jurors decide to talk about it anyway. If there's a disagreement, then they start the deliberations. The group will review audio, video evidence from the trial using a laptop provided to them and a large monitor to view the items so they can't sit there on Facebook. And then the jurors could also come back to court to play videos or look at evidence, but it is very structured. I think all eyes are on the jury and all eyes are on what's going to happen with the verdict. And if some people are not pleased with the verdict, there might be riots. If people are pleased with the verdict, I'm not sure. I think there might be riots anyway. It's definitely a very scary time. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I tell you guys, you got to get enough sleep. I want you sleeping about 7 to 9 hours a night. And it's easier said than done. I have dogs, and cats, and kids, ambulances that drive by, and husband who snores. I don't get a good solid 7 to 9 hours, but I'm a little worried. Researchers say for those of us who don't get enough sleep, we're increasing our risk of developing dementia later in life, especially those getting under 6 hours a night. Researchers from the University of Paris analyzed survey data on the health of 8,000 British individuals since 1985, including self-reported sleep duration. So there could be some room for error, but the team, led by Severine Sabia, found that those aged 50 to 70 who got fewer than 6 hours of sleep a night in middle age had a 30% higher risk of late-onset dementia. Now, globally, around 50 million people have dementia. About 10 million new cases every year, according to the World Health Organization. And Sabia says sleep is important for brain health, especially in midlife, and that future research could establish whether improving sleep habits could prevent dementia. Now, I've said for years, I think many of us need to sleep with some oxygen. I think one of the reasons why we start to lose some of our brain cells is because we cut off our air supply in our sleep. Could be because of our weight, could be because of our tonsils, could be because of our positioning. And so we lose air going to our brain. And if we lose oxygen, it unfortunately puts us at risk to not have the most ideal conditions for our brain. But not sleeping enough can also be an issue. So study authors, looked at data gathered over the past 36 years, since 1985, of thousands of people who reported their sleeping habits. Some were wearing watch accelerometers overnight to confirm that this was an accurate estimate. Because some people say, yeah, I go to bed at midnight and I wake up at 7. Well, you might go to bed at midnight, but when did you actually fall asleep? If you didn't fall asleep till 1 in the morning, that's a big difference. So they found that dementia is known to affect sleep-wake cycles, but the extent to which sleep duration as an adult is associated with dementia is unclear, because not a lot of studies have explicitly considered age at assessment of sleep duration or length. And it is tricky, because our sleep, every day we sleep. Some of us even take naps. And our sleep every day could be very easily studied, but we don't. It's long-term. I mean, do you do a longitudinal study where you take a 30-year-old and you watch them until they turn 60 or 70? Nobody has 40 years to wait. So what you could do is you could do a retrospective and you could go back and look at how people did when they went back. And they said, well, this person has dementia. Well, what were their sleeping patterns? Oh, they never slept. They worked two jobs. But then was it the stress? Was it that they ate poorly because they weren't sleeping well? I mean, when I'm tired, I eat to keep myself awake. That's not good. If you want to be refreshed, if you need to have good sleep, and you can't be eating to get your energy. So a lot of people that are sleep deprived will eat more. That can lead to dementia. So things that, can control dementia, it's tricky. It's really, really difficult to prevent dementia, but there are some things you can do. One is avoid smoking, because smoking could accelerate it. Another is try to avoid alcohol. Don't drink too much. You want to stay mentally and physically active. If you're inactive and you're just watching TV, that's not going to help. But you need to always be learning. I always try to read. I'm always reading, for my shows, and that kind of keeps me active. I always have to research, for my boards to practice. I'll take practice tests and quizzes to keep up my test-taking skills. So staying mentally and physically active. In fact, there were studies that people who were bilingual seemed to have less dementia. And, again, maybe it's because you have to be thinking in a couple different languages, you're using other languages, you're using parts of the brain. And then, of course, physical activity. You need to get out there. You need to be moving. You need to eat a balanced diet. You need to watch your cholesterol, blood pressure. I'd also say sugar. You got to keep your blood sugar in check. I think diabetes also affects blood flow to the brain. And then they've always suggested to get a decent night's sleep regularly. When you don't sleep well, you're foggy. You'll lose concentration. And when you sleep, they say toxins are cleared out of the brain, other parts of the body. You have some regenerative processes. Now, I'm middle-aged. I'm in my late 40s. I forget things. I always forget where my keys are. My keys are extra big. I have keys from old apartments. I think I even have old boyfriend keys on my keychain. I don't know what I have, but I keep it big like that so it stands out, so I find it. Well, Apple is going to unveil something called AirTags, and that's going to help users find missing items by tracking them through the Find My app. So you know how we could find our iPhone? I have like an Apple Watch, so if I need to find my phone, I hit a button, and then it'll ring and tell me where my phone is. So apparently that sort of technology is so popular. In fact, that's one of the biggest things I use my Apple Watch for, that and the exercise rings. So Apple has, I guess, announced the AirTag device. And it costs about $29, or users can purchase a four-pack for $99. And they are little tile-like devices that tracks missing items through the Find My app. Now, I guess it's similar to Tile. I don't know what that is. I haven't downloaded that. AirTags can be attached to keys, a wallet, or other products, and provides the notifications when you become separated from them. It's a small circular device with an Apple logo at the center, and it is equipped with Bluetooth connectivity to pair with an iPhone or iPad. Using the Find My app, the system provides step-by-step directions to locate the tag and the missing product. Now, the device is not for tracking people, and they have added privacy features to ensure that AirTags are not used for anything but to find inanimate objects. Yeah, see, sometimes I can't find one of my cats, so it would be really, really cool to stick it on the cat, but you're not supposed to do that. I wonder if you could put that on a collar, because I'm always looking for this one cat, and this one cat, she's like liquid. She could bend and conform to get into the smallest spaces. And with her mass, I don't understand, because she's got kind of a little big tissue there. And she could always hide. And I'm like, we're Snappy, Snappy. And then I could, you know, so I'm wondering if I could do that. So AirTags were unveiled during Apple's spring-loaded event, which is held each year in April. But the event was presented virtually due to COVID. And the rumors of these AirTags surfaced. I think I want to get my hubby. My hubby is always losing his wallet. He's always losing his keys. Can't find his shoes. And then I have to stop what I'm doing to help him find the stuff. And a four-pack is for $99, which my guess is that he could track four different things. So it's pretty, pretty cool. Yeah, you know, I know a lot of us make jokes about our memory. You know, when we say, oh, yeah, you know, we have brain farts and things like that. But, you know, take those seriously. The one thing I notice is I try to compensate. When I can't hear, I brush it off, and then I just try to, you know, lower the music, and I just try to compensate. Or, you know, if I can't see something, you know, because I need reading glasses, I will add extra light, you know, or just bring my reading glasses. And so I compensate. But when you start to add everything together, when you start to kind of add up, okay, you know what, I'm not hearing that well, I'm forgetting things, I'm not seeing that well, and you're only middle age. You know, I would just get yourself checked out. I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, we're kind of at, I mean, for me being middle-aged, you know, I think I'm at a precipice, or I'm at a fork in the road where I can take two paths, and I can just let my body deteriorate, or I can try to fight it. You know, everybody's like, don't fight age. Age gracefully. It's not that I worry about how I look. Oh, yeah, I worry about how I look, too. But, I mean, that's not, it's, you know, I don't want to look like I'm defying age by looking like I'm having a midlife crisis and hitting the gym. But those people who are at the gym, those people that look good, they do feel better. They sleep better. They have better metabolism. I got to tell you, some days I just want to let age take over. My back hurts. My knees hurt. I'm putting on perimenopausal weight. You know, the grays are starting to come in. And sometimes I just want to say, to heck with it. I'm going to love me for who I am. The relatives of my family, especially the older ones, don't live that long. And I want to be around for my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. So for those of you thinking that you want to throw in the towel, don't. I'm getting my colonoscopy later this week. Not excited about it. I'm sure you guys are less excited about hearing about it. But, you know, don't be like, oh, well, I'm old, or whatever happens, happens. No, we're not old. Okay? We're not old until we're 100. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is talking about his phone call with members of George Floyd's family.
We just talked to them. I want to know how they were doing, just personally. We talked about personal things.
Biden telling reporters he waited until the jury in the Derek Chauvin trial was sequestered. He said he can only imagine the pressure and anxiety family members are feeling. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, plans to introduce a resolution to censure Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters for comments she made over the weekend in Minnesota. Waters telling demonstrators in Brooklyn, Minnesota, they need to get more confrontational. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz saying these sorts of comments need to be condemned by all.
I think it's wrong. I think we should condemn violence from any political perspective, whether right wing, left wing, or no wings at all.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. A reported data breach at Geico is putting many customers' driver's license information at risk. A filing with the California Attorney General's office says the security lapse that lasted from January 21st to March 1st left an unspecified number of customers' information exposed to hackers. The insurance company warning the fraudsters could use the information to apply for bogus unemployment benefits in customers' names. Geico is offering customers a free one-year subscription to the theft protection software Identity Force in response to the hack. Biden cabinet officials are pushing lawmakers to pass the president's infrastructure plan. Testifying before the Senate, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says Congress must take urgent action to address the climate crisis, or it will continue to get far worse.
We see the American Jobs Plan as a once-in-a-generation opportunity to meet this consequential moment and to win the future for the country that we all serve.
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember I told you New Zealand was kind of flirting with the idea of banning cigarettes to anybody born past the year 2004, so then they could hopefully be smoke-free by, I think it was like the year 2035, or they were trying to push for a smoke-free country. Well, the Biden administration may be making some moves, and what they are considering doing is forcing cigarette makers to reduce the nicotine in their cigarettes to levels that aren't addicting. Now, this is a little difficult to kind of comprehend because we are expanding our marijuana access. So I understand that we don't want people smoking cigarettes, as tobacco can hurt the lungs, cause heart disease, stroke, hurt people around them. But people who smoke marijuana many times do have an affinity towards regular cigarettes as well. And so, not to mention, they could become addicted to marijuana. So it is a little interesting in that if they're going to have a stance of decreasing the addictiveness of something you smoke, will that later transcend to the marijuana to markets? I don't know. So it is interesting, because at the outset, you're like, yeah, it makes sense. If cigarettes aren't addictive, we won't have people get addicted to them and smoke it. That makes sense to me. So you go, but wait a second, what about marijuana? So the administration is also considering banning menthol flavoring in cigarettes. And they want to possibly limit nicotine amounts. So the FDA must respond in court by April 29th to a citizen's petition to ban menthols by disclosing whether the agency intends to pursue such a policy. The Biden administration is now weighing whether to move forward on a menthol ban or a nicotine reduction in all cigarettes or both. Now, we don't have any comments from the White House or the FDA, and this was written in the Wall Street Journal. But it is a little interesting. I think we're coming up, actually today is 420. Today is marijuana day. And 420 is a reference to, apparently, it was the time of day a group of teenagers in the 1970s would meet to smoke pot at about 420 when they were done with school. I think that's where it came from. I'm not really sure why 420. But today is 420, so many Americans are very excited about, you know, our progress when it comes to legalizing marijuana. From a medical standpoint, I love the fact that we could maybe study it a little easier without having certain restrictions, even though it is still illegal in across the country. But, and 90% of Americans think it should be legal in some form. But you're going to have to be very, very careful when you start to make certain rules and not per se have that consistency. Because the concern I have, even though I voted to legalize marijuana in my state because I didn't want the police burdened with marijuana sort of violations and crimes, and I wanted to be able to make sure it was studied, especially with some of the advancements we saw with seizures, that I was okay with us legalizing it. What I was not okay with is kids smoking it, kids then going to cigarettes, if the marijuana was difficult to get. So now smoking started to have a creep up in the young groups, and dropout rates of high school, dropout rates of college. When you smoke marijuana, you're not just really that interested in, you know, your 5-year plan or your 10-year plan or next week's English test. So, you know, I don't like things being addictive where people unfortunately become dependent, and then it just ends up feeding on itself, and now they have to consume something and they can't get off of it. That does scare me. But marijuana could do the same thing. One thing that is staving off some of the marijuana addictions in certain parts of the population is the cost. So if you look at some of the edibles, oh, they're expensive. Expensive. I was giving a speech to a group, and one of the women, who was, I think, about 65 years old, 70, has diabetic neuropathy. And the marijuana helps her with her pain. That was another reason why I voted to legalize it. When I saw the very restrictive and the restrictions on regular innocent people needing to get some pain medicine for their pain, I'm like, they're going to have to go to something because I don't want them killing themselves due to the pain. That's another reason why I voted to legalize marijuana, because it got really strict and very difficult for people to get pain medication. So this one woman, because it's difficult to get pain medication for diabetic neuropathy, she uses edibles. But she says it costs her $600 a month, and insurance won't pay for that. $600 a month. Well, that's a lot of, that's rent. It's a lot of money. So, you know, marijuana, by the way, is not filtered. There's toxins, there could be mold, fungus, pesticides. So, again, you know, our approach to nicotine might be very welcomed in, you know, the medical community, but then how could you not do it for marijuana? And, you know, having marijuana's medicinal components, like from the CBD part of it, can technically be in forms that are not as addictive if you remove the THC. But there can be a dependence. So there's a difference between addiction and dependence. Addiction is where you just need something more and more, you know, can't live without it. A tolerance and a dependence is where tolerance and dependence are still a little different. Tolerance is where, well, you know, one, you know, dube or roach cut it and now it doesn't. You've kind of built up a tolerance where you need stronger. A dependence is where for you to function daily, you rely on that. You know, I know addiction and dependence, it's there's just a very, very fine line. You know, becoming addicted to something where you're craving it, where you're, you know, seeking it out, where you're, you know, you can't live without it. A dependence is a little different where, you know, you're not really doing it to be high, you know, you kind of depend on it to get through your day. A little different, but very similar. Menthol, by the way, is a compound that we find in mint plants. It has been added to cigarettes since the 1920s. And, you know, its addictive nature is, I guess, now on the chopping block. So, you know, we were just talking about sleep. You know, how many people's sleep issues are related to their nicotine use? I mean, nicotine is a stimulant. I told you, you know, I was very happy with a lot of our smoking cessation reforms, except the ones that were discriminatory, where smokers had to be in a separate room. Smokers had to be segregated. Smokers got taxed more by their product paying more taxes. I didn't agree with that. But under public health, you know, the government can take liberties that you would think they wouldn't be allowed to do. But I did like the fact that we had a lot of education out there. We tried to get people off smoking. Doctors were on board. But we grew other epidemics. And one epidemic we grew was the obesity epidemic. As people who were using smoking to curb their appetite don't smoke now. So when they are hungry, they eat. And then, of course, with weight came diabetes epidemic. And came arthritis and pain epidemic. So you notice that the opioid epidemic rose as smoking went down, and obesity rose as smoking went down. So you just wonder how it's related. 1-877, Dr. Sally, don't go away.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Dolly, a show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember I told you guys that I had seen an increase in shingles and herpes infections after COVID? Or somebody might not have other COVID symptoms, but I would see the rash in a little bit more often than I usually do. And then there was a study linking how COVID might induce the reactivation of the virus that could be hiding out. You have herpes zoster, varicella form of it, varicella virus from chickenpox, and herpes simplex from that cause cold sores or genital blisters. And we would see outbreaks in people that might not have necessarily had other sort of COVID symptoms. And some small studies that said, you know, look out for that. If you do see herpes outbreak, shingles outbreak, might want to test for COVID. Well, now they're finding that we might even see this after the vaccine. I had two cases thus far of two people getting shingles a few weeks after their COVID vaccine. Now, the COVID vaccine doesn't cause, shall we say, you to get infected with the virus. But if you have the virus, the chickenpox as a kid, and it's just kind of camping out, it could be that the immune system is being primed and then is inducing the reactivation of it. So scientists in Israel identified six cases in a new study of patients developing the herpes zoster skin rash after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. Now, zoster, or varicella, can start off as a small, itchy skin rash. Some people think, oh, you know, maybe I got bit by something. And then they'll see blisters. And the blisters will only be on one side of the body. Maybe your head, maybe across your chest, across your abdomen, on your leg. And it could cause long-lasting nerve damage and pain. You could even have this burning pain for years after the rash goes away. So we like to start treatment quickly. And we will start you on an antiviral. Sometimes we'll give you little lidoderm patches to kind of help with some of the discomfort of clothes touching the rash. You can't give somebody shingles, but you could technically share the varicella virus or the herpes zoster virus that could cause chickenpox in somebody not immune to someone who never had chickenpox or wasn't vaccinated. So we still don't want people touching each other's rashes going, ooh, gross. But it's very interesting that scientists in Israel identified six cases after they received the Pfizer vaccine. And like I saw a couple in America, and I said I wouldn't be surprised if it woke up the virus. Researchers from Tel Aviv Sourasky Medical Center and Carmel Medical Center Haifa found those with autoimmune inflammatory rheumatic diseases had a higher risk of developing the infection. Out of 491 patients, six people or 1.2% experienced the infection. The six patients all have mild cases of autoimmune inflammatory rheumatic diseases. They were young, usually see the infection more commonly over the age of 50. But that's why we reported on it, according to Victoria Fuhrer, the lead author. Five of them developed zoster after the first dose, and a sixth got it after the second. Now, they still can't say 100%, because when you get shingles, many times you get it because of stress. And trust me, we are all stressed. This is not an easy time. Even for those of us that were able to open up our businesses back again, we're like, well, we can't open full staff, or we can't still open with full volume. Some people are opening at a loss still, so it's a stressful time. Some people are stressed out by getting the vaccine. But I wouldn't be surprised if as your immune system is building those spike proteins and learning those spike proteins, it might trigger an activation of the virus that's hiding out in the nerve. They say they don't want to scare people, but they want, you know, people aware. And it doesn't scare me. Shingles doesn't scare me. I mean, you know, but if you're over 50 and you can get the vaccine, you definitely want to get the vaccine. The shingles vaccine. COVID vaccine too. Yeah, we're still recommending the COVID vaccine. European drug regulators have already beat America to the punch. And they have ruled the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine is safe, but say it does need to come with a warning about a 1 in a million blood clot link. So the European Medicines Agency has already kind of been through this with the AstraZeneca shot. And Britain, I guess, has ordered about 30 million shots. Europe is supposed to receive about 50 million shots. So they had to make a decision on whether to move forward with the vaccine or not. And the European Medical Agency made the decision today. They reviewed eight cases of rare clots that was spotted in the U.S. The U.S. now, I think, has nine cases, mostly women. One was an 18-year-old from Las Vegas. Another was a male. And the European Medical Agency does believe it was a very rare side effect, but again, rare. And they think the benefits of the vaccination far outweigh the risk. So they want throughout the European continent to still move forward with vaccination. America, U.S. regulators are still looking at it. They're still looking at data. We do believe they might, by Friday, bring Johnson & Johnson back on to the market, but say, look, guys, there is going to be that 1 in a million chance warning. And so the type of blood clots are the CVSTs, the cerebral venous sinus thrombosis. You could also have splanchnic vein thrombosis in the abdomen. And they see the clots with low levels of blood platelets. But one of the reasons why we have to be very, very careful is because the treatment of this, if it mimics like a heparin-induced thrombocytopenia, they have to be careful using heparin. They might have to use other blood thinners in order to dissolve the clot, as some people will form clots or loose platelets using heparin. So I think America was right to pause, take a look at it, get a little better handle on it so then they can make a proper recommendation. Now, this is interesting. Nursing home staff in New York have to now sign a waiver if they refuse the vaccine, as apparently it is revealed that only 56% of staff in New York City have had the vaccine. So under new rules, nursing home staff in New York is going to have to sign a contract stating they refuse the coronavirus vaccine if they want to continue working. The New York Department of Health is urging all homes to offer an opportunity to receive the injection to all consenting residents and staff. They're trying to get people vaccinated, and they're trying to, quote, incentivize it. But across New York State, less than two-thirds of workers in nursing home facilities have received the shot. And within New York City's five boroughs, only 56% have had the shot. They say it's not clear why so few healthcare workers in the city have had the vaccine given, especially since nursing homes were badly affected. And they say workers and residents who decide not to receive the injection are going to have to sign paperwork. Facilities that don't comply are going to be hit with a $2,000 fine per violation. Meanwhile, 80% of nursing home residents in the state have been vaccinated. 73% of the city have been vaccinated. Now, some people say it's because they don't trust it. Others, maybe they want to wait. But what's been happening, and we discussed this yesterday, is those who have not received the vaccine is a little bit worried about what comes next. Many people are not getting the vaccine because they want to be off the radar. They don't want to be on the list. They're trying to avoid being in a government database. And they're not getting the vaccine. They're not getting tested for COVID. Now, New York has switched the rules where if you are not getting vaccinated, you're on a list. So I don't know if that's an incentive. That's almost a de-incentive. It's almost a punishment. But they want to, I guess, have, some sort of documentation and some sort of ability to, I guess, locate them, maybe reach out to them with education or maybe be able to contact trace. I don't know. But we're going to, in the coming months, see some very interesting sort of rules that might be applying to people who refuse the vaccine, which I not is interesting. That could be a little scary. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.